From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament got underway with a couple of play-in games last night. Albany beat Mount St. Mary 71-64, and North Carolina State stayed alive with a win over Xavier 74-59. Two more games tonight, Cal Poly taking on Texas Southern, and Iowa will square off with Tennessee. Meanwhile, Auburn has named Bruce Pearl its new men's basketball coach. Pearl has been out of coaching since being fired by Tennessee amid NCAA violations back in March of 2011. He'd most recently been a college basketball analyst for ESPN. Former Marquette guard Wesley Matthews scored 26 points last night to help the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Bucks in overtime, 120-115. Ramon Sessions says you can learn from games like this.
Could have came in and laid down. Everybody knows Portland's a great team at home, and we just came out and fought. And I mean, we gave ourselves a chance. That's all you can ask for in this league, and we just got to, you know, grow as a team and learn how to close our games, which is going to take time.
The Bucks continue their West Coast road trip tomorrow night at Golden State. The UW Green Bay men ended their season with an 80-65 home loss to Belmont last night in the opening round of the NIT. The Brewers pounded Texas 9-3 yesterday. Carlos Gomez hit a three-run homer, and Mark Reynolds had a grand slam in the win. Ron Renneke says they're looking for a new leadoff man. It could be Carlos Gomez.
Hey, I think he fits that spot. If he hits the way that he hit last year, he fits that spot. Because we don't have on-base guys. We don't have Aoki anymore. So whether it's Gomi, whether it's Rick, whether it's Siggy, they're swingers.
Brewers back in action this afternoon against Seattle. That's sports. I'm Tom King.